This podcast is made possible by the generosity of supporting members. Please visit dharmaocean.org to learn more about becoming a supporting member. You are listening to the Dharma Ocean podcast. In this talk, Reggie says that the true Dharma is always a surprise. When reality strikes, our lives are upended and we are presented with a choice: leap to the groundlessness or try to shore up the bubble of ego and solidify our story of reality. This talk was given at the 2010 Winter Datun Retreat, held at the Blazing Mountain Retreat Center in Crestone, Colorado.
I want to welcome you into this huge space. Possibly you don't feel prepared. Neither do I. I feel a huge amount of pressure, because so much is at stake. You are here because of your own reasons. You've come to a certain point in your life, and this is what is being served up. Nobody wanders into this space by accident. We have a lot of work to do. This is not a normal situation anymore. It's not Buddhism business as usual. That time is long gone. I feel so much pressure because of what needs to happen with us and with you. So much is at stake. You know, truly, I just wanted to have a normal life. And I wanted things to just kind of carry on, and I wanted to fulfill my life plan. But there's this funny other thing called reality that we're in the midst of inviting in this Datun. And as you know, when reality strikes, that's the final word. Your life changes, and you begin to realize that your life is actually not about you. It's actually about something much bigger. Most of the time, we hold ourselves together. But then there's certain times when we realize holding ourselves together actually is the problem. And there needs to be, or we wish there were, or we long for, some way to let go, to relax, to begin to open, and to begin to hear the quiet voices that are happening at the periphery and see the subtle things that are happening in the shadows. We actually long for that. It's what we want, but we don't know how to do it. And there's this strange tradition called Buddhism, where we're given tools to see in the dark and to hear things in the silence that ordinarily we can't see and we can't hear. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to present some important information now. You ready for this? This is important information. There's a bubble. It goes like that. It's a bubble. It's the bubble of personal ego, but even more, it's the bubble of cultural ego. The idea that we actually think we know reality and we know what's going on. And we all live inside that bubble most of the time without even knowing it. We actually think that we're living in the open air. We're not. We're living in this hermetically sealed bubble. Now, Buddhism is a very sneaky tradition. Because what Buddhism does is it actually builds a little house for itself inside the bubble. That is the Buddhism we find in books. That's the Buddhism we learn at school. And that's the Buddhism that we probably run into most of the time, you know, when we sit at home and so on. That's actually not Buddhism. It isn't Buddhism. It's part of the bubble. It's part of the cultural ego. But then there's another thing that happens. This tradition actually has another version of itself, which is outside the bubble. And that version that's outside the bubble is what we're going to be exploring here. Now, that Buddhism doesn't really look like Buddhism. This is the important information I have to convey. My request to you during this month or week or however long you're going to be here is that you forget about anything and everything that you know about Buddhism or about yourself or about the world, about what things are that you see, things that you hear, other people. To move outside the bubble is to realize that the world that we thought existed actually doesn't exist. It's just a version. It's a fantasy that we all maintain living inside the bubble. When we step outside the bubble and we begin to explore the world outside the bubble, we could say, well, what is the Dharma? I mean, isn't Buddhism about the Dharma? Capital D or small d? I mean, isn't that what Buddhism is? I mean, where's the Dharma? I came here, I want to study the Dharma. What about the Dharma? The Dharma is what this is all about. But the Dharma is not found in books, it's not found in things you hear, it's not found in what other people think. The Dharma is the deepest truth of your own life, the deepest truth of your own being, the deepest truth of your own perceptions and feelings. It's the truth and reality that happens when the mind becomes silent. When the mind becomes silent, we begin to see things we've never seen before. That's the Dharma. The unsettling thing about the Dharma is that it can never be anticipated. It's always arising freshly in our lives. It's always coming as a surprise. And the surprise is not, it's not an outside surprise, it's an inside surprise. It's the surprise of ourselves to ourselves. It's a surprise of who we are and who we are trying to be. So it's a very radical journey when you enter into the practice of meditation with a mind that is truly open. You see, this kind of program is a training for life. You know, I'll say something. If you give yourselves over to this process of being here fully, really give yourselves. And we could say, well, what does it mean to give oneself? I mean, there was a minute when I gave myself to my lover, or when I gave myself to my spouse or my friend, when I let go of myself and I let go of my boundaries, I let go of my preoccupation with myself, I was willing to let go of my obsession with how I am and how I'm doing and who I am and what everybody thinks. You know, that kind of that's what we're talking about here, willingness to let go. It doesn't mean we have to let go. I mean, we can't let go, right? It's very hard to let go. You can't really let go. If you let go, then you feel like, well, I just let go. But then there you are again. But on the other hand, the willingness to let go is what it's all about. A willingness to give oneself over to the process. This could be a strange month. But the reason it could be strange, there are two reasons. First of all, reality is strange. Reality is operating within its own framework, not ours. And I grant you that, you know, traditional religions tell you reality is operating within our framework. You know, we know what reality is. We have a framework, and reality is operating within our framework. And the bad news is, and also the good news, is that that's not true. Reality is operating in its own framework from its own side. And the other reason this could be a strange month is because you are likely to discover how strange you are. And rather than feeling bad about it, we are... I think we're going to be of a mind to celebrate how strange and unusual and surprising each of us is. So the Dharma, you know, you might think, well, you know, I want to know what reality is like. And in the back of our mind, we have an idea that we're going to find out and then we're going to have it. And I think, you know, one of the astounding discoveries that happens the more one practices is that you realize that reality isn't any particular way at all. And when I say reality isn't any particular way at all, I mean even down to the level of when I look at a tree outside my house that I've seen for 25 years, I actually don't know what I'm going to see. You actually don't know. When you feel the rain, you actually don't know. When you go to sleep at night, you know, a lot of us feel, well, you know, when I go to sleep at night, I'm going to lie down, I'm going to go to sleep, and that's going to be it. But the thing is, when we lie down to go to sleep at night, every time we lie down, we do it in a different way with a different feeling, and actually going to sleep is a different reality. There is no fixed reality anywhere in the universe. And that discovery, in one sense, it's terrifying because it means there's no ground for us, ever. And the whole process of being human is to make one's peace with the fact that life is open-ended and changing and constantly inviting us to go further and further than we ever thought we could. That's the process of life. It's terrifying, but it's also incredibly liberating to realize that reality isn't any particular way at all. So normally, in our everyday world, it's very difficult for us to relax to the point where we can feel and develop the kind of openness I'm talking about, the kind of freshness, the kind of a really uncommitted mind that we need to have in order to actually see how things are. There has to be a mind that is actually uncommitted. to any particular way at all, any way of being. In our normal life, this is very difficult because we have so much we have to do and there's so much expectation around us. Other people are constantly saying, will you please affirm my reality? Because if you don't, I'm going to go crazy. I need you to tell me that what I think is real. Please do that for me. And of course, we do it for each other all the time. But this is a different kind of space. In this space, our invitation, our opportunity is to allow ourselves to completely fall apart, completely dissolve, completely relax, completely open up to ourselves.
To download more of Reggie's teachings, find out about upcoming retreats, and to explore a variety of audio listening guides to assist you on your spiritual journey, please visit dharmaocean.org. Music is by Jeff Beal and Nawang Ketchog from the album Tibet, Cry of the Snow Lion.